Desiree, and I
Love
am going
Hope Radio.
Hi, this is Desiree. Thank you for all that have called in and are listening to me now, and thank you for those who are going to go to the blogs later on and look at the content and read it later, and so that you can see other information or just post your comments. What we're going to be doing this week, this is a five-day course on setting up a simple blog, and we're going to be using a free platform, so you don't have to pay to set up your blog, and we're going to be doing this by using Blogger that's available by Google. I've added screenshots in areas throughout the lessons as we go through this five-day course to be able to help you with your navigation on the web, so that if you do run into any types of problems where you may not understand exactly where you need to be clicking, you'll be able to see that with the screenshots. The course begins today, which is May 4th, 2015, and they run about 45 minutes, and that's so that I will be able to give you the information and then also allow you to ask questions during the live broadcast. The course will end this Friday, May 8th, 2015. And, of course, I'm going to be broadcasting live on Blog Talk Radio via Rich and Rich Home Opportunities. And you can access this information and the dial-in number by calling 347-989-0356 at 5 p.m. Central Standard Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Each day after the program, I'm going to post the information on two of my blogs so that you can see it for your viewing later. And those two blogs are richandrichentrepreneurs.biz and richandrichhomeopportunitiesbiz.blogspot.com. This is also located on the Blog Talk Radio episode for Lesson 1, which is the one we're going over today. I will be answering your questions daily via post on the blogs, and all you have to do is you basically will comment with your question on either of those two blogs, and I will answer those questions as quickly as possible. If you feel that for any reason during the course that one-on-one training is better for you, then you can also order the blogging lessons from richandrichentrepreneurs.biz via PayPal. And you'll see a menu where it says blogging lessons, and you'd ask for that via PayPal. The only thing about the course, if you order it from PayPal for one-on-one training, I really would like a solid 2 hours so that I can give you all of the content to make sure you're able to set the blog up from beginning to end, and also give you some hints, be able to answer your questions. So that's why the 2 hours is required. I will work in your schedule, so if you know that you can only do 30 minutes this day, just know that I'll get what I can get in the 30 minutes, but we still will have that hour and a half that's left over. If you want to see any of the other things that we are doing, you can also find me on Facebook at Rich and Rich Biz. So you just put in your link, it's www.facebook.com and Rich and Rich Biz, and you can see what else we're doing. So with all of that covered, the administrative issues, I am going to go ahead and I'm going to go into Lesson 1, which is setting up a blog, and we're going to be using Blogger by Google. The very first thing that you're going to need is you need to be able to create a Gmail account from Google. Now, once you have created your Gmail account from Google, then we are able to move on to setting up your blog. So you are going to need a password. Please make sure that you remember this password, because you're not going to be able to get into your Gmail account or Blogger without the password. Once you've created your Gmail account, go ahead and log into it so you kind of get comfortable with logging into it. Now, when I created my Gmail account, one of the things that I always try to do is I try to use, you know, either my name or, you know, a professional business name. And the reason I do this is people really need to know that you're a real person and that you're serious about your blog and you're going to be serious about the content that you put on it. And so people will be more willing to come to your blog, which is what you want if you're trying to create one. And so, for example, for me, my main business is Rich and Rich Home Opportunities. And so I have, you know, a Gmail account that's richandrichhomeopportunities@gmail.com. That's what my Gmail account would be. Now, I use a different Gmail account because I actually like to use my name as well. And so I do that also. Now, once you've actually created that Gmail account and you are comfortable with logging in, on the right-hand side, you're going to see 9 little squares. They're little squares. They're right at the top, and they're right where your login would be. So whatever name you put in there, you'll see your name, and if you go over, you'll see 9 little squares. I'm attaching screenshots that you'll be able to see in the blog and also on Blog Talk Radio so you can kind of see what I'm doing. And so once you click on those 9 squares, you'll see where you can actually do more. And when you click on more, it's going to bring you to the page that we need to actually start setting up your blog. Now, you're going to click on where it says Blogger. And on the left-hand side, you're going to see where it actually allows you to create a new blog. Now, when you're doing this, kind of think about the topic of your blog, okay? You don't want to have a blog about, let's say your topic is going to be antique cars. And every time you write something for this blog, it has nothing to do with antique cars. So you need to kind of find what type of area that, you know, you would like to actually be in. If you want to write about antique cars and you want your title to be antique cars, then that's probably going to be a very good fit for your blog. So the very simple thing to remember when you are blogging is you kind of want to keep your blog content, and that's whatever you're writing or posting, similar to what your topic is. Now, you can have other things on there, but make sure that that content about your topic is kind of like the priority content, and everything else comes after that. For example, when I was selling jewelry, I had a blog, and I still maintain that blog, called Fifth Avenue Collection Jeweler. And so the name of my blog was Fifth Avenue Collection Jeweler, and so I would basically post the type of jewelry that we had available, and I would write content with those images available. But you also can write about business a little bit here, too, because you can write about how do you do direct sales and how do you get people to come out to your blog. So even though the content is mainly about Avenue Collection Jeweler, it also gives you some ideals for how do you find out about being a jeweler. It gives you ideals on, you know, what type of jewelry is available. It gives you information on what do I do with my direct sales. So my current blog that I'm using right now, which is Rich and Rich Home Opportunities, and that's the one that I have on Blogger. I really, really like Blogger, and we're going to find out about that throughout the week. So on Blogger, I am Rich and Rich Home Opportunities Biz.blogspot.com. Very simple. Titled my blog Rich and Rich Home Opportunities, and then I have the web address of Rich and Rich Home Opportunities Biz.blogspot.com, which gets a lot of traffic to it, which I'm really proud of. And so now, you picked your title at this point, hopefully. And you can take a while to think about this. Don't feel like you have to do everything during this broadcast while I'm talking about it, because what you can do is you can listen. This broadcast is going to be here, so you'll be able to listen to it as many times as you want to, as long as you go to Rich and Rich Home Opportunities on Blogspot, and you should be able to come up with the site. Now, once you have that title, you're going to now be able to pick a web address. So this is where your blog is going to live. It's going to live at this address. And so you want to give this some thought, too, because you don't want to have weird names like, you know, like with a bunch of letters, like K2PL or, you know, something, unless it means something for your business, unless you have abbreviated your business name and that's what you're using as your web address. But you want to make sure that you make this as authentic to what you are trying to do with your audience as you can. And so I'll go back to the example that my title is Rich and Rich Home Opportunities. And for my blog address, it was just simple for me to do Rich and Rich Home Opportunities biz.blogspot.com. That's basically when you come to the blog, you're going to find out about business opportunities, home opportunities, direct sales. Those are the type of things you're going to see on there. The next thing you'll be able to do, and there's a screenshot for everything that I'm talking about that's located on either of the blogs, you're going to be able to pick a template. And Blogger has some nice templates, and this is just a simple blog that we're doing just to get you started. So pick a template that you think you're going to like as much as you can. This is something that you're going to be able to change later on, but we just want to get you used to being able to set up a blog, have a web address, and then as we go through the lessons and you get more comfortable, then you can always build on this. Once you've chosen that template, then you're going to go ahead and you're going to hit Create a Blog, and it's a little button that's right at the end of the template. And then there you have it. Now you have a blog with your title, your topic title. I like to look at them as the same. Your web address, where your blog actually lives at on the internet, and people can get to it and see what you're doing. And as you build up, you know, your content and your readers, they know where to go. And you have a template. So real simple. Not a whole lot that we had to do there for that. Tomorrow I will be back again the same time. It's 5 p.m. Central and 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And tomorrow we're going to talk about the layout of your blog. I'm going to always add the information after the show to the blog so that you can, if you're a visual learner, which I really like to read and I like to see, so that's the reason that I do that. Some people actually want to hear. You may be able to do a combination of both, because you can always go back and you can replay the Blog Talk Radio segment, and you can also be able to follow along by actually seeing the blog that gives you the step-by-step information that I gave you today. Easy peasy. As always, I like to let you guys know that you can always leave your questions as a comment on either of the blogs, and I will answer them directly. And so those blogs, again, are Rich and Rich Entrepreneurs.biz or Blogger Rich and Rich Home Opportunities biz.blogspot.com. Now, I am going to stay for a little while on the line so that I can answer questions and just be available if anyone would like to make any comments to the show, and thank you for joining in with us today. Okay, I don't see a lot of questions coming in, so I'm going to go ahead and end this segment for now. I will be back tomorrow on Blog Talk Radio, and I will be putting this lesson on my blog now so that anybody that would like to look at it later on, or if you want to come back to Blogger later on and listen to the program, you are welcome. Once again, this is Desiree, and I am signing off for Rich and Rich Home Opportunities. You guys have a great rest of your afternoon. Bye.